I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Thursday, June 30th. What to know about an American military buildup in Europe, including one permanent commitment for U.S. troops. Also, big developments in a couple of top court cases. R. Kelly found out how long he'll spend in prison, and the U.S. Supreme Court changed how much power states have on tribal lands. Plus, a bad sign for the U.S. economy. A top regulator pushing for a TikTok ban, and new technology that could keep athletes in top shape for longer. All that and more stories to know coming up.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this.
The U.S. is about to make its biggest military expansion in Europe since the Cold War. The Pentagon announced it's creating a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, the first on the eastern side of NATO. Even more American troops will go to Romania and the Baltic states bordering Russia on a rotating basis. Then the U.S. says it's going to boost defense capabilities in Germany and Italy, improve naval operations in Spain, and send more fighter jets to the U.K. Of course, this all comes during an especially tense time in Europe, in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At the NATO summit, the Secretary General said the alliance is, quote, in the midst of the most serious security crisis we have faced since the Second World War. Also at the NATO summit, the alliance released its updated strategic concept, which is basically a mission statement with priorities and goals for the decade ahead. This one labeled Russia as the most significant and direct threat. And it called China a strategic challenge, accusing the country of bullying its neighbors and forming a partnership with Russia that could hurt the West. That is a big change from the last strategic concept that came out in 2010. That one called Russia a strategic partner and did not mention China at all. NATO leaders also agreed to send even more support to Ukraine's military. That includes new fuel, medical supplies, body armor, communications equipment, anti-drone systems, and more. Still, NATO made it clear it does not want confrontation and does not pose any kind of threat to Russia. So it says it wants to keep the lines of communication open. 20 people were convicted this week for their roles in the worst Islamic terror attack in France's history. It was a spree of shootings and bombings in 2015 that killed 130 people in and around Paris at a concert venue, soccer stadium, bars, and restaurants. More than 500 other people were hurt. Only one of the men convicted this week actually carried out the attacks, since the other attackers either blew themselves up or were killed by police. He got a life sentence, which is the most severe punishment under French law, and has only been used 4 times in the country. The other people who were convicted offered some kind of logistical help to the attackers or intended to take part in the attacks themselves. Their sentences range from 2 years to life in prison. Former R&B star R. Kelly is set to spend the next 30 years in prison. Remember, he was found guilty last year of leading a criminal enterprise that recruited women, underage girls and boys for sex, forced labor, child pornography, and psychological abuse. During his sentencing, several of Kelly's accusers addressed him and the court, describing the torture they went through. Kelly has faced these kinds of allegations for decades, but this is the first time he's been criminally punished for them. He decided not to testify at this trial or give a statement at a sentencing hearing. Still, R. Kelly denies doing anything wrong. Through his lawyers, he says he never forced anyone to do anything against their will and plans to appeal. Either way, Kelly faces more legal trouble. He's facing similar charges in Illinois and Minnesota. R. Kelly's next trial is set to begin in August. There's another big decision out of the Supreme Court. In a 5-4 ruling, the justices said Oklahoma can prosecute crimes committed against Native Americans on tribal lands. That is, as long as the people being accused of those crimes are not Native American. It's a big deal because it could redo the court system around the U.S., and it sends a message about the limits of indigenous sovereignty in the U.S. As Justice Kavanaugh wrote in the majority opinion, quote, Indian country is part of the state, not separate from the state. But not everyone agreed. Justice Gorsuch wrote for the minority that tribal lands are sovereign territories and not what he called glorified private campgrounds. So he said tribes should be free from state interference unless Congress decides otherwise. Either way, this decision is final, meaning tribes now only have the power over Native Americans who commit crimes on indigenous reservations. The principal chief of the Cherokee Nation called the ruling a betrayal. But Oklahoma's governor praised the court's decision, saying it means state law enforcement can now uphold and enforce the law equally, helping to bring justice to all victims, no matter what their race is. The U.S. Supreme Court just has two more cases to decide this term, one about environmental protections, the other about immigration. Both rulings are expected to be announced today. And with that, today is also the day when Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer officially retires after nearly 28 years on the bench. Of course, we knew this was coming since Breyer announced his retirement back in January. And a replacement has been ready to go since the Senate confirmed her in April. Today, Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in as the first Black woman to serve on the nation's highest court. All right, we have more news still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor.
I think it's so important to advocate for yourself when it comes to your medical care. I'm definitely the type of patient that comes in with my list of questions because, let's face it, no one knows what I'm experiencing or what I need better than me. And similarly, no one knows what you are looking for in a doctor better than you. That's why ZocDoc can be such a great partner in your search for the right kind of care. They make booking a great doctor surprisingly pain-free. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Simply go to ZocDoc.com, choose a time slot and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit, and just like that, you're booked. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find and book a new doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy.
The most dominant COVID-19 variants in the U.S. are now Omicron subvariants. The CDC says BA4 and BA5 represent more than half of all new COVID-19 cases getting diagnosed in the United States. Research suggests the subvariants are good at getting around immune defenses, so people who've already had a different version of COVID-19 are more at risk. And really, the subvariants seem to be more contagious in general. The good news is, even as the virus circulates more, experts think the rates of hospitalizations and deaths will stay low, in part because the vaccines seem to protect people from the most severe illnesses. But they say there will still always be more risk for senior citizens or people who are immune compromised. Also this week, an expert committee recommended the FDA plan on an updated COVID-19 booster shot that specifically targets some form of the Omicron variant. So assuming the full FDA agrees, at least some American adults may get updated COVID-19 shots this fall. Data from the first few months of 2022 is in, and it shows the U.S. economy shrank at a slightly faster rate than previously estimated. The gross domestic product, which is considered the scorecard for the economy, shrank at a 1.6% annual pace. And the latest figures from the Commerce Department show consumer spending rose only 0.5% in the early part of this year. That's worse than expected and a slowdown from late last year. And experts say the economy is likely to continue to slow. Of course, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to try and calm soaring inflation. And those higher borrowing costs tend to have the effect to slow the economy and sometimes even trigger recessions. Some forecasters have been predicting a recession by next year. Stay tuned. TikTok poses an unacceptable national security risk, at least according to one federal communications regulator. Brendan Carr is one of the FCC's commissioners, and he wrote a letter to both Apple and Google's parent company asking them to remove TikTok from their app stores. Of course, TikTok is hugely popular in the U.S., but it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Well, Carr says TikTok is not just an app for sharing funny videos like it seems, that really it's a sophisticated surveillance tool that gathers tons of personal and sensitive data, and that people in Beijing are the ones getting the info. The letter cited the BuzzFeed news report we told you about last week. It was based on leaked audio recordings that showed ByteDance officials have had access to U.S. users' data. Carr said Apple and Google should reply to him in statements by the end of next week if they don't remove TikTok from their app stores. The Wall Street Journal reports, as only one member of the FCC, he doesn't actually have the power to compel action by those companies. But this is not the first time there's been political pressure over TikTok and potential national security concerns. The company says engineers outside the U.S. can only access information on an as-needed basis. And it recently said all U.S. user info now goes through the U.S.-based Oracle. For the first time ever, a soccer player with a limb difference played on the U.S. women's national team. Carson Pickett was born without a left hand and forearm. And this week, she stayed on the field for all 90 minutes of the U.S. versus Colombia game, which the Americans won 2-0. After the game, Pickett tweeted, quote, "Dream come true." She also plays on the North Carolina Courage. But as part of the national team, Pickett is hoping to use an even larger platform to advocate for other people like her. As she wrote on her Instagram earlier this year, quote, "I hope to encourage anyone who struggles with their limb difference to not be ashamed of who they are." Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. Are you ready for summer? Whether you're staying home this year or heading out on a bunch of adventures, KiwiCo has something for your family. At home, I know it can be hard to find creative ways to keep children busy and challenged. So KiwiCo's monthly science and art projects have you covered. For those venturing out, everything you need to create something conveniently comes inside the crate so you can easily take it with you. We're talking kid-friendly materials and easy-to-follow instructions. KiwiCo is the perfect boredom buster for the entire family, whether you're at home or on the go. I've loved seeing how the KiwiCo crates have changed over time to match the age of my baby Dax. And when I sent my niece a KiwiCo subscription for her birthday, who's a bit older, she gets real science and engineering projects that she's sure to tell me all about. KiwiCo offers experiments with things like mirrors, bubbles, ice cream, and a domino machine. So make summer more awesome with KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. Get 30% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. The future of sports could be safer than ever, thanks to technology. This is because new tech aims to predict injuries before they happen and provide highly tailored workouts and practice drills that reduce the risk of getting hurt. And some of this tech is already in use. Like a baseball app called Mustard. Users record and submit videos, then the app compares them to a database of professional pitchers' moves and suggests drills to help players throw more efficiently. The pro soccer world has also gotten on board. In the UK, Liverpool FC says it reduced players' injuries by a third last season because it adopted an AI-based analytics program that tailors prescriptions for training and suggests optimal rest times. Then there's top US figure skaters who have been trying out a system called 4D Motion. Each skater wears a small device on their hip that tracks fatigue. That way they can figure out what's causing it down to the exact takeoff or landing of each jump. Still, analytics experts say there are some hurdles to overcome, like it's tough to collect long-term data from athletes who jump from one team to another. Also, sensor data can vary slightly depending on what device they're using. And of course, psychological and emotional factors cannot be tracked with any kind of device. So if a player's performance is affected by something off the field, court, or ice, the tech won't sense that. Still, many elite coaches and athletes say they're excited to see what the future brings. Well, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.